down to the City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Bernie D from Main Roads, who you hear every morning on our traffic reports, is here to talk us through the best way to get to and from Skyworks and the road closures before and after the event. What's happening, Bern?
Yeah, look, the road closures haven't changed too much. I'm sure everyone's going to be quite familiar with them. They will kick in quite early. Some of them will kick in from 6 a.m. and that's generally around Kings Park. A lot of the road closures will hit through the Perth CBD, a little bit around Northbridge, mainly South Perth, and of course Canfield Drive in Burswood and the Causeway. So it surrounds the really, really important entertainment part of the river. So just be mindful, from around 6 a.m. to a rolling reopening and closures till 10 that night. So the big tip really is just to stagger your exit or even take public transport. That's a good one as well. So public transport will be in full force. The big tip as well, though, if you're coming in from the Mandurah line, you'll have to utilise the Elizabeth Quay station, and those using Joondalup will need to access the William Street. So Midland and Fremantle, as you know, it's straight as simple as jam. No changes there. No roadworks to worry about, which is great. The only one that may cause you a little bit of a drama is Rose Street in Northbridge. That little section, those works have been going on forever. They will still be in place, so be mindful of that. The other big tip, towing. Towing zones will be in place, so whatever you do, if you do choose to drive in, just check those street signs, whatever you do. It's going to start kicking in from 8 in the morning right the way through to 7 p.m.
Oh, and the police...
It's un-Australian.
It's very un-Australian. It's not cricket, is it? The Narrows itself, that's a big one. The cops have told us, do not think about jumping off the Narrows Bridge. Back 20 years ago, it was a lot of fun, I know, but it's not the case now. So the police will be there, you know, casing out Narrows Bridge. So they're the big things to worry about, actually, or just at least consider on your journey into Skyworks.
Okay. It all sounds pretty good. We've done it before. We've all managed, and it seems to be pretty easy access. And I see City of Perth are providing some free three-hour parking in places as well. So where can we check all of that out, Bernie?
Yeah, well, you can go to the City Perth website. They'll have that. Even Visit Perth will have all the car parks. I'll be giving you all the updates as well with traffic reports and car park reports and you know, people reports. I'll let you know how many people are walking the streets. So you've got to be careful when you're driving. A lot of foot traffic in and around the CBD, South Perth, and as I mentioned, Kings Park. My little tip, here's my tip. Now, I hope it pulls off, but around Queen's Garden in East Perth there, always a good little sneaky spot. So if you get there early, I reckon you'll find one, and it's a quick walk to Langley Park. So that's my tip for Skyworks.
Take your time. Be calm. Don't jump off the Narrows. Got
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Nanny, you're all over it.
Thanks, Bernie D.
Thanks, guys.
Mix 94.5 is proud to be a part of this year's City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. And to make it a COVID-safe event, there's a few things to keep in mind. All people aged 16 and above will need to be double vaccinated to attend. Be ready to show proof of COVID-19 vaccinations or a medical exemption. Use the WA Government Service WA app to check in, with QR codes located around the event and manual registers available. If you're unwell, stay home. At the event, practice physical distancing where possible. Wear a mask when you can't and use the hand sanitizer provided. For more details on Skyworks and COVID-19 safety, head to visitperth.com.au.